AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if President Biden has been on the phone talking about Afghanistan.
He has not yet spoken with any other world leaders.
At the White House, Sullivan talked about the decision for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan, which led to the return of control of the Taliban.
We as a national security team collectively take responsibility for every decision, good every decision that doesn't produce perfect outcomes. That is what responsibility is. Now, at the same time, that doesn't change the fact that there are other parties here responsible as well.
American University lecturer Obaidullah Behir says he's still stinging from what President Biden said yesterday.
What I heard from his speech was, I'll punch you in the gut, then I will tell you what the amazing things I did after punching you.
Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen says those who have fought against them in Afghanistan are forgiven and women's rights will be respected.
They can hold position, but that position, they can hold it in the light of the Islamic rule. So there is a general framework for them.
The Taliban have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they imposed a strict form of Islamic rule in the late 90s. Many in Afghanistan are skeptical. The Georgia State Board of Elections plans to appoint a review panel this week as part of a process that could lead to a takeover of elections in the state's most populous county, Atlanta's Fulton County. It's part of a provision in Georgia's sweeping new election law. Abortion rights advocates filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn a new Arizona law that would ban abortions because of Down syndrome or other genetic abnormalities. The lawsuit also challenges a personhood provision that confers all the rights of people on fertilized eggs, embryos, and fetuses. About an hour before the closing bell, stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A rare framed photograph of Susan B. Anthony is going up for auction.
The starting price for that Susan B. Anthony photo is $5,000. The 20 by 16 inch picture was found in a concealed attic space in a building in Geneva, New York, after the property was sold in December. The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle says the owner of the building has worked with an antiques dealer to bring some 350 items discovered in the attic to auction. Anthony was a leader of the campaign for women's suffrage, writing the text of what became the 19th Amendment when it was passed in 1920, giving women the right to vote. That auction will take place September 18th. I'm Shelley Antler.
Tim Tebow's comeback in the NFL is over. The Jacksonville Jaguars waived the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner, who switched from quarterback to tight end in hopes of rejuvenating his pro football career. Coach Urban Meyer said the 34-year-old Tebow needs to improve his tackling. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.